With me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading, which will be in the prophecy of Amos, chapter 1. Amos, chapter 1, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. The words of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, "The Lord will roar from Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the inhabitants of the shepherds, the habitations of the shepherds shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither. Thus saith the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Damascus, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing instruments of iron. But I will send a fire into the house of Hazael, which shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. I will break also the bar of Damascus, and cut off the inhabitant from the plain of Aven, and him that holdeth the scepter from the house of Eden, and the people of Syria shall go into captivity unto Kir, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Gaza, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. But I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour the palaces thereof. And I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod, and him that holdeth the scepter from Ashkelon. And I will turn mine hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, saith the Lord God." Thus saith the Lord, "For 3 transgressions of Tyrus, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom and remembered not the brotherly covenant. But I will send a fire on the wall of Tyrus, which shall devour the palaces thereof. Thus saith the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Edom, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he did pursue his brother with the sword and did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. But I will send fire upon Timan, which shall devour the palaces of Bozra. Thus saith the Lord, for 3 transgressions of the children of Ammon, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have ripped up the women with child of Gilead, that they might enlarge their border. But I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour the palaces thereof with shouting in the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind. And their king shall go into captivity, he and his princes together, saith the Lord." May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, so The author is Amos, and he is a herdsman of Tekoa, and also, we see a little bit later in the book, a dresser of sycamore trees. Okay? Who is he? We don't know. We don't really know much about him at all. Notice that this is one of the few prophets that are introduced without even mentioning his father's name. So he's not of a prominent household, even. He is tending sheep in Tekoa. Anyone know where Tekoa is? No? It is south, and I think it's a little bit west of Jerusalem. It's a plain that leads up to that Jordan Valley, right? So you have the Jordan Valley. It's got the Jordan River in the middle, but on either side there's a steep. It's not steep, but it's somewhat hilly, and then it kind of goes down to the Mediterranean Sea, or this way for you guys. And so Tekoa is a place where obviously sheep were grazed on the steps by steps, STEPPES. That is those that place where it just starts to rise up outside of the Jordan Valley, those hills there, and south and west of Jerusalem. So notice where he is. He is a prophet of the southern kingdom, and yet he is sent to the northern kingdom. Okay? He's a prophet of the southern kingdom, but he is sent to preach to the northern kingdom. His call is directly from God. The place is Tekoa, and the prophecy is made clear by the prophet, the time of the prophecy, during the reign of Uzziah in the south, Joash in the north, 2 years before the earthquake. And we see this earthquake referenced again in Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 5. And the time of writing is fixed by Dr. Gleason Archer around 760 or 757 BC, somewhere in that area. All right, so a basic outline of the book, we divide it into three portions, very simple. The first section, chapters 1 and 2, the pronouncement against the nations. Chapters 3 through 6, the judgment against Israel. And then chapters 7 through 9, through the end of the book, 5 visions of the coming judgment. So against, contra the Gentiles, contra Israel, and then 5 visions of the judgment. And it's not all judgment. There is some restoration. We will remember Amos chapter 9 as it is quoted by the Apostle James in Acts chapter 15. That when we see Gentiles coming into the church in the first century, James rightly interprets the prophecy of Amos in Amos chapter 9, that of the Lord building up the tabernacle of David. So it is the household, the tabernacle, the worship of God in the days of Messiah, that Gentiles will come flowing into the church. And James rightly sees Amos chapter 9 as being fulfilled in the first century. All right, so let's begin then with the text. In the first section, verses 1 and 2, we note the primacy of the southern kingdom. In Amos's mind, the southern kingdom takes precedence over the northern kingdom. Why? Well, because that's where Jerusalem and the legitimate worship of God was. That's why. And so, while he does speak to the northern kingdom, notice he mentions first Uzziah, the king of Judah, right? And then he mentions the king of Israel 2 years before the earthquake. And then he says, the Lord will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, not Samaria. And yet this is a prophecy that goes to the northern kingdom. So notice that Amos has a priority in his mind in this prophecy for the south. It is a prophecy concerning Israel. The reference to Carmel in this first section, remember what Carmel was. Well, that's that beautiful place along the Mediterranean coast in the northern kingdom. And so if Carmel will be laid waste, that most beautiful portion, then we drop the other shoe, so will the rest of the land. If Carmel can be assaulted, so can the rest. All right, so then we look to various nations in and around the northern and southern kingdom. So the first is Damascus. And notice this popular formula with Amos, for 3 transgressions of Damascus and for 4. For 3 of, fill in the blank, and for 4. All right, so the Hebrew construction is, it's obvious that we ought to consider this as additive. So it's not for 3 transgressions, and oh yeah, there's 1 more, so let's make it 4. But it's for 3 and 4. So we add 3 and 4 together, we get the number 7. We understand that prophetically speaking, what the prophet is speaking of is their time is fulfilled. the patience of the Lord has come to an end. For 3 and 4, for 7, for that number of fullness and completion of transgressions, the Lord will utter his judgments. So this is what we ought to understand in 3 transgressions and for 4. Damascus is the first city to receive condemnation from the Lord as the capital of the kingdom of Syria, right? It still is today. Syria is a nation today, and Damascus is still its capital. Hazael and Ben-Hadad were rulers in Syria, and so they are mentioned specifically. And then the reason for the judgment is that they have threshed Gilead with instruments of iron. And this speaks of an especially barbarous way of making war, such that people are left broken without hope of recovery. And the judgment is given in poetic terms. I will send a fire. Of course, fire means destruction and judgment. I will break the bar of Damascus, which means I will break down the bar of the gate of the city, which means the city will be opened to destruction. I will cut off the inhabitant in the plain of Aven. And the plain of Aven is where false worship took place. So it is against the idolatry of the Damascenes or the Syrians. I will cut off him that holds the scepter, so the nobility, as well as the inhabitant, and Syria shall go into captivity. And then in the last portion we see the Lord's protection over his people for the mistreatment and for the idolatry of the Syrians. The Lord rose up on behalf of his people. Then we have verses 6 through 8, and Gaza is next mentioned. You know where Gaza is, right? That's that strip on the Mediterranean Sea down toward the south, right where it turns, or just before it turns there to the west toward Egypt, right there. So the same formula for 3 transgressions and for 4. And we see 2 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 6. They carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver up to Edom. We're talking about the time of Joram, when the city was given over to the Edomites, and they were dispersed as far as Greece in the captivity. The judgment is fire upon the wall of Gaza. Of course, if the wall of a city is destroyed, the city itself is destroyed. Note again, the inhabitant and the holder of the scepter, kings and all others, will be judged, says the Lord. And then finally, all the remnant is included. And then other chief cities of Philistia are mentioned so as to make known that none shall escape. So that would be Gaza. And remember, Gaza was the home of the Philistines. All right, so then verse 9 and 10, the Lord's attention next to the whole land of the Phoenicians. The whole land of the Phoenicians. And here we have the same formula. The charge is much the same as above, but note the addition, they remembered not the brotherly covenant. We're speaking to Tyre here. They remembered not the brotherly covenant. And some would read Amos chapter 1 and say, oh no, that's what we call an elision. That got moved by a scribe. It should have been down there in Edom. Right? Because that would be where the brotherly covenant would take place. No, because remember what happened between Tyre, the king of Tyre, and Solomon and David. There was a very close connection between them. You remember who the king of Tyre was? His mother was what? Do you remember? His mother was a Danite. His mother was a Danite, and so he had close affinities to Solomon and to David, such that they made business with him, traffic with him, so that all of those cedars were brought from Tyre down south, through Lebanon, down through Tyre. Tyre also sent those great artisans to build what? The temple of the Lord. So it says that they remembered not the brotherly covenant, in that all of that brotherly relation that took place between David and Solomon and the king of Tyre, Hiram, it all went away. And so instead of maintaining that brotherliness, they sold them for slaves. They sold them for slaves. Remember that Tyre was also a chief port city. And so from Tyre, those slaves could be dispersed throughout the whole known world at that time. They remembered not the brotherly covenant. And the judgment, once again, fire upon the wall of Tyrus. And if there's fire on the wall, and the wall, the protection of the city is burned down, the city is exposed to destruction as well. Then in verse 11, we turn our attention to Edom, and we have that same formula for three transgressions and for four. The charge is that he pursued his brother with the sword. He cast off all pity. His anger was carried out in perpetual cruelty, and he never drew back from his anger. And so we learn from the Edomites the difficulty, the dire judgment of holding grudges and not forgiving, right? Keeping our anger. And the judgment, again, fire upon Timon and Bozra, capital or principal cities in Idumea or Edom. And the last section, verses 13 through the end, it deals with Ammon. And again, it's the same formula, but the charge is fierce cruelty. The cutting open of the women with child in Gilead. Unjust means of expansion to take over those borders and to take land to themselves. And the punishment is fire and destruction, shouting over them in their defeat, tempest and whirlwind, and the king and his nobles once again shall be taken captive. So it's a complete destruction. And what do we learn from the Ammonites? We learn that there are ways to expand your borders and then ways not to expand your borders. The Lord does make nations to increase sometimes at his pleasure through peaceable means. And these nefarious means, these sinful means, will be dealt with. They will be judged. Take heed, all in the 21st century who would expand their borders through fierceness and rapacious land grabbing, right? Through force and cruelty. All right, thus ends the reading of Amos chapter 1.